Well, let's start with GMOs. I mean, this was a technology which was invented and introduced by commercial companies, many agrochemical companies like Monsanto and Bayer and ICI and so on, in the 1990s, very soon after the DNA had been unraveled for the first time. And it was based on an understanding about how genes work, which is now out of date. It was based on the idea that genes operate like an engineering component, like a screw or a nut and a bolt. You take a gene, you put it somewhere, it performs a precise function. Well, that was the initial understanding of the DNA, but only for a short time, and scientists quickly discovered that there were many more complexities. They unraveled the DNA, but they also opened up a Pandora's box of new questions, of new scientific, which is typical of scientific discovery. So they found, for example, that we know much of our DNA is switched off, but we don't know why. They discovered that genes don't act in isolation, but in a group, and often groups of genes have a relationship with other groups of genes in the DNA. So this is a much more complicated, interesting, nuanced area of science. It's not at something you can engineer.